Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones.
Good evening. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and today is Find It Out Friday. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shannon, and I hope we are doing marvelous out there. Hope we're staying safe and strong and woke and happy. We're going up and down with all of this stuff because people just do not want to follow directions, so we're just going to move on through this and get this done right. I have a quote for my youth. You know, I love my babies out there. So to my youth, it is important that youth, in particular, actively seek challenges to forge and strengthen themselves. Those who enjoy material luxury from a young age and do not work hard cannot become people of outstanding character. They cannot become great leaders who protect the people. I hope that you will work hard, sparing no effort, and develop yourselves into champions, shaken or disheartened by nothing. That means never give up, never give in. Keep yourself rejoiceful, relaxed, reflexed. We're here to navigate you through education, re-stress unification, and the importance of collaboration. And with what's going on now, we all have to unify and collaborate. We got Angie coming on with us today, and you know Angie loves you. I'm going to put my disclaimer out there because I don't know what kind of mood she's in, but I can tell you one thing. You will find out something on this Friday from Angie. But before we bring on, I'm just going to, like, just play this song for you, my youth out there, and I want you to remember this.
When your heart is free, it's easy to make a decision. When your head is clear, judgment. But when your life is turning topsy-turvy and you have no reasons for what's disturbing, remember these words my father said to me.
That's right. All you young adults out there, we have to stand strong, stand up, and stand together. And while you're doing that, always keep your head up. That's my gift for you today. We have Angie on the line with us this evening. Angie, are you there?
Hey, 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 everybody. How you doing?
Hey, Angie. How was your day?
It was hot, hot, on top of hot, still hot. And it's tolerable now a little bit because we got a little later, but it's just hot, you know. I tell you, it's important to open your windows every now and then. I had a little one open, but I tell you, it makes a difference. Most of that heat's still in the house.
Okay.
But it's cooling down. But there's a lot of hotness going on out there in the streets, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's a hot mess. You know, people don't know which way they want to go. Do I want to comply? Do I not want to comply? Do I halfway want to comply? Do I want to be mad at those who do want to comply? It's almost got to the point where, you know, there's another, you know, unfortunately it's a black life, but it's another person trying to do their job. Simply asking someone to wear a mask and getting killed. You know, we need to stop the madness, you know. You know, just because somebody asks you to put a mask on, there's no reason to take their life. You continue to do you, and they're going to just have to continue to do their job. If the police have to be called out, the police will be called out. But there's no need for you to kill somebody just because they're trying to do their job and asking you to please put on a mask. You know, sometimes we forget. I mean, I've even walked up halfway and, let me go get my mask. You know, you forget sometimes. I mean, and people are aware of that. That's why even some places they are prepared to give you a mask should you come and you don't have one. The mask wearing is where safety is not just for sometimes people think, you know, I don't care about people I don't know, so therefore I don't care about their safety. But it's also for your safety as well. We have babies out there, little children, elderly people. Everyone has to get to and fro, get what they need, get back inside, you know. And we can all do that safely, you know. And I mean, literally now, they could actually, if they choose to, enough people are not complying. They can shut everything down. All you can do is just order online and have it delivered. So, you know, if you want that, you know, I guess, you know, keep doing what you're doing. You know, they're already shutting down some stuff. They're trying to see what they're going to do with the babies, forcing them, you know, to go to school or, you know, see which way that wind goes. I want the baby to be safe. I want the parents, I want the families, I want everyone to be safe during this pandemic. And no one else should have to die because of what they're choosing to do, right or wrong or indifferent. Just, you know, agree to disagree. Those of you who have positions to ask people to do so and or pass out masks or not pass out masks, but to try to enforce that, just, you know, say it because it's your job to say it. Don't find a nice way to say it. People are so on edge, you know, just say, hey, did you forget your mask, you know, and people that they can ignore you, walk by you, you know, and just let the management and so forth inside to deal with that customer. It's just, you know, kind of, it's hard, but, you know, I know you got to do your job and do them safely, and I do hope that customers, that you take your stance and want to be safe, you know, because people, I mean, just recently, you know, this week, someone coughed on someone's child. And yes, that child has COVID now and is not doing as well as they expect. But the goal is hopefully that they will recover because of the fact they are young. But that was unnecessary roughness. And people are, you know, doing things just wilding out from their own, within their own frustrations. And it is, like I say, frustrating. The new now, or, you know, it takes time to adjust. I definitely want to, you know, try to make sure you're wearing some type of smooth cotton breathable material on your face. Even if you have one of those blue or whatever color ones that fold out that you can buy in a pack, the paperish ones are the ones that they can,
mm-hmm.
the ones that you can get from the hospitals. Try to put, like, you know, if you can't put a cloth in between there and your face, try to put at least some type of moisturizer on your face to protect your first layer of skin from the rubbing and whatnot of the mask. If it sits correctly, it shouldn't be rubbing too much. But if you're a talker, make sure that the mask fits a little loosely so that when you do talk, it doesn't move the mask as much. It also, if you get a bigger enough one, you'll have more breathing space. I know that's been my case. The ones that have a little bit bigger pocket around the nose and the mouth, you can speak a little easier, and the mask doesn't move that much. Also, I'm seeing quite a few people wearing the clear shield. That's also acceptable. Wear your shield. You know, if you don't want to wear a mask too confining, get a shield. Get a good shield. I invested in one because the days that, you know, hot like today, I wish I had it today, but
really?
I didn't. But I did wear my mask. But, yes, I will be wearing, as the hotter, you know, just wear the mask. I mean, wear the shield. It gives your whole face. No restriction, just across your head, you know, around your head there. So be creative. Be mindful. We have babies out there. We have young folks. I think that one of my best ones I saw today was this mother. She straight had a whole plastic. She made, you could tell she made it. It's a whole plastic, clear plastic around her baby carriage. So, hey, she's making sure nobody can sneeze, cough, fart, anything on her baby.
I heard
and I was
that.
Like, go ahead, Mama dearest, you know. I said, but, you know, there's a hole or two somewhere so they can get some air, right? You know, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, okay. Want to make sure if she's not off, she's not off, and she ain't passing out. But, yeah, you know, you got to, you know, be nice. You know, I was just thankful. And I thank everyone out there that was very courteous to me and courteous to others. I heard people being very, oops, I bumped, excuse me. Some excuse me's wasn't given, but if they thought they could get past you and they happened to bump you, you know, they actually would quickly, oh, I'm so sorry, excuse me. You know, and that's, you know, those are being courteously used today. Now, hopefully that continues. There has been some days I've been out and it was a lack of, but I'm hoping more and more people are trying to do that. Because we all just want to get along. We all just want to be respected. And we don't want to bring home any germs to our loved ones, to our pets. I ran into a lady who had her dog with her, the big dog. She had the whole cart filled up. She bought just enough to put in the top of the cart so that her dog could stretch out the big part of it. We walked out at the same time. I wish I got her name, Linda, because she looked like somebody you might have known because she was just so sweet. And so nice, and we talked a minute in the parking lot about her dog, and she's like, I said, you know, and the dog walked over and said, hello, you know, hey. And she said, well, you know, just be careful because, you know, just as long as you stay away from the mouth, so is your dog going to bite? No, I could tell it was an old dog. That's why I wasn't scared of it. But I said, it's an older dog. Been around the family for a while. She said, oh, yeah. But, you know, they're saying, you know, COVID, you know, could be passed, you know, through the dog and through the cats and whatnot. And I thought it was really nice of her to mention that because that showed that she cared about me. Even though I had my hand sanitizer in my car ready to go, anything I touch, before I get on that wheel, I put that hand sanitizer on. But the newest, you know, thing is that people are not aware of, definitely you want to strip down.
Oh,
all your
totally.
Clothes off that you wore off. You know, it's hot anyway, so you might, you know, if you're by yourself, you know, might be feeling good. But if you're not by yourself, go to the bathroom, whatever, switch out those clothes quickly, put on your robe, whatever, and throw them in the washer. If you have a washing machine at home, it's good to wash them as soon as possible. And most people have a load nowadays anyway. So, you know, throw off, get those clothes and wash them. But you got to be careful. And one thing I wanted to finish off the alphabet. I have two more left. And the Y today, actually, excuse me, I have to clear my throat, ties in with what I was saying before. why is you are unique of all God's creations. Nothing can replace you. And what that sentiment is so emotional to me, and it's also dear to me, because it's letting us know that, look, you're very important. Each and every one of us is important. And there's no one else at all. No one else possible. Even if you're a twin, your twin can't even replace you individually, because you all still have your own DNA. You all still have your own printout and your own differences in your own unique ways and expressions that you do give out to your loved ones and to your friends and family. So with that said, if you're gone, you know, because of lack of being careful, because of the pandemic that's going on, and, you know, yes, you want to go out and have a pool party. Yes, you want to go out and swim in the water, the lakes and things like that, to get out and do something. Just do it carefully, you know, do it mindfully. Those things are put there for you to admire, but there actually been a lot of undercurrents happening in the water now. Could be because, you know, the shifting is, you know, a lot of shifting goes on in the ocean. And now, as you haven't heard in the news, the young lady from Glee,
yes,
they're still looking for her. And her 3-year-old child has been returned in safe custody of the father. But we definitely want to put out some thoughts out there for her safe return. Because I didn't even know, but they said that there's actual trees in that lake way up under. You know, when you're in deep waters that have trees and things like that, you know, it's very, very dangerous, because even in the beach where they have the those vines that float in the water, they can wrap around your feet.
Yes.
And you're not able to paddle. And
yes,
you got to be careful. And I was hoping that she had her life vest on, but she didn't. But she was able to get her child safely to the boat, which was wonderful. But I'm sure that baby's thinking of where mommy is. So my thoughts and prayers go out to the family, as well as any other family out there who's got a struggling family member, whether it's COVID or not, or have lost one from COVID or not, because there's been a lot of losses, and it's just July. So my hearts go out to you all, because just like Y says, you are unique. We are all unique, very different. And the uniqueness and the differences between you, I, and them, and those, is the creativity, the differences, the wonderfulness that you bring to that person can exchange to you. A reason that you might have to be sad, there's one who walk along and bring you a reason to rejoice and smile. So, you know, that uniqueness that you have within yourself, while you have a little time, you know, instead of just focusing so much energy that can make you go into so many levels of stress, so much anxiety, so much, you know, this put COVID, the pandemic, COVID, you know, it's there. Be aware of it, but don't let it consume you. If it's too much being said in the news, do like I do. I monitor the amount that I will allow myself to take in, and then I just talk with friends, and they share with me what they've heard, the updates and things like that. I know, you know, Linda, you share things with me from time to time, as I with you. You know, we do that because, you know, we're comforting each other, as well as we are wanting to make sure we're reaching out, make sure, have you heard or not, here's news, you know, and just be mindful that, you know, we want to call someone that you haven't heard from in a while. Call that person, someone that, you know, since you can't go to church, can't, you know, a lot of can't there, and there's no job, there's some job, less jobs, friends that you met on your job, reach out, hey, how's your family holding up, how you doing, you know what I'm saying? If you're needing food, there are still food bank locations that's handing out free food. Look in your local area and go and participate in those things. It's just, you know, try to make the best out of the situation. One thing that I appreciate about the way we all have been profoundly created is not just through the creations that we can create within ourselves, mm-hmm, but that we are so strong. Our bodies can actually heal itself. It's amazing. You ever get a cut and just count,
oh, yeah,
calculate how long it takes to to heal. It's amazing, you know. And I don't know if you're a scab tipper. You know, there's some scab tippers out there. You see the scab, you can't stand that roughness. You pick it off, and then bleed again. I don't know. Some people used to like that. I had a friend that loved doing that. I was like, oh, what's wrong? You know,
okay.
Let it heal, let it drop off. You know, just let it drop off, yes, way. And it would sometimes take. I'd have to put those what you call it, them little rubbers you put on the fingertips. I said, I'm gonna put little rubbers on your fingertips. So that you won't be digging in the thing, you know, so to let the thing heal, you know. But it's funny because if they couldn't see it, they let it go on, heal, do a thing, whatever. But as long as they could see it, they just had to fidget with it. It's funny as heck. But it's amazing. See that different layers of skin, you know, how it heals itself layer by layer by layer. Then you see that little light thing, and then eventually you totally forget about it. And then the next thing you look down, you don't even see it no more. You ain't thought about it no more. You know, so. It's amazing how we've been created and made. And, you know, you want to brush your teeth. You know, I know I was out at Costco earlier today, and they have these charcoal toothbrushes that help whiten your teeth. You know, charcoal is good for you as well,
mm-hmm.
For your skin as well, too. And it's something new that I'm going to try. But I think that, you know, That's one way to go. You know, when you need toothbrushes, replace them. You know, don't just keep using the same one because that's another germer. And toothbrushes need to be changed at least 2 to 3 times a year. So please, you know, change them out. Run hot water on them. Just to try to disinfect them in between brushing and so forth. You know, just helpful things that to help you create a better day and know that nothing can replace you because you're irreplaceable. So stick around for a while. And zero in on your target and go for it. I love that. Zero in on your target and go for it.
Okay.
You know, and that statement goes so far for so many different reasons. It can be applied to the pandemic. You know, you want to zero in on the target of what this pandemic is and go for it as far as fighting against it. You know, keeping it away from you and your loved ones the best way you can through all the information and then some. You might want to have an added way of keeping things clean and protected for you and your pets and family members at home. But you want to zero in on you want to go to that next goal in your life. If you haven't set a goal, set some goals. You know, and step those goals and that make that be your target and go for it. You know, if it's positive and it's going to help the environment, it's going to help other people. Right now people are just, ooh, I'm just sitting at home and this is a wonderful thing that I can support. So you're going to get support because people are sitting at home and looking for things to support. So,
yes, they are.
If you have a creative dream going along, they really are. And the black movement is a lot of support going there, and I'm thankful for that movement. I'm thankful for all the supporters. It's very, very, very proud to be black and just proud to be respected in a different light. You know, it's beautiful to be respected just for you, being you. That within itself is awesome. But on top of that, as being a black female, you know, because even as females, you know, you get the slack. But now a lot of that's changing to a more positive things. We now have, our first, I think she's in the military. And she's one of the first black female pilots.
Okay.
And, you know, things are really, really just, you know, happening and doors are being opening and things are being changed for the better, thought of, discussions are started. So they're zeroing in on those targets and we're going for it. So, you know, anything, you know, that's coming under the rug, that was under the rug, should I say, is being pulled out and standing up, speaking out, and reacting in calm and concise manners, and just having your voice heard. Just like the young boy that was singing, you know, he just wants to live. We all just want to live. We just want to get along and prosper and we could come together collectively and find out our goals are very much alike in many cases. You know, we just want to live from one day to the next. We just want to, you know, be allowed to have a property anywhere that we want, you know, and dwell and be peaceful with our neighbors, neighbors being peaceful with us, and no kind of flack or slack because of the color of your skin. Judge me for the content of my character.
That's something that, how can I put it? You know, when babies come here, everyone is taught things. If you're going to only demonstrate what you know, okay? So we already know that. But when you say, when you understand how unique you are, you have the know-how or the strength or the power. I like to use the word power to keep on setting those goals and keep on moving. I'm coming out the South. I smell your actions before you wake up in the morning. Okay, and at that time when I'm being confronted with it, it's up to me to decide which way I want to go with it. Because see, I have options here, and a lot of people don't realize that they weren't given those options, or they didn't know that you don't have to feed into that. See, you got people that like to pull you where they are, or people that I tell the youth.
Absolutely.
You do not want anyone to know more about you and your culture than you know about yourself. See, right now, when you speak up or you speak out or it has been, it's like, how can I put it? You're an angry black woman. Well, you can look at that two or three ways because I got a reason to be angry. What's your problem? And anger is neither good nor bad. It's what you do with it. Do you understand? Anger is neither good nor bad. Nothing wrong with anger. It's what you do with that anger and how you put it out there. I mean, wars are won. That's how wars get started. That's how things get done. It has to be somebody angry to get it done. But they use it in a manner as a put down or that, how can I put it, they want to try to demean your character. Tell them, no, I'm not angry yet. Because if I ever get angry up in here, nobody will be around to tell the story. Okay? I just shut them down real quick. So passion and anger is two different things. So you learn and you teach, your behavior kind of like sets the tone. Because if you don't fall into it, you can't feed the fire. You know, you're just not feeding it. But most of the time, people like to get, they act to get a reaction. So if you're aware of what's happening, you don't feed into it. So it just kind of like puts egg in their face. And you walk around with a smile on yours. But later on, when they least expect it, you'll go back on them and remind them of what they did. Okay? Because you don't forget that. But it just depends. So like you say, we're having all these conversations. We're coming to the table. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. I want them to stay at the table and get it done. Everybody is on the unity of the community, the this and the that. Our communities have always been unified. We've always been a family until other stuff got up in there. So, yes, that needs to go back to where it is. And other cultures do the same thing. But with this black lives and all lives, people say all lives matter, but all lives aren't out there getting popped up and shot in the back and killed just for walking down the street. See, I got a backup on that. So I don't like to get into those type of conversations because they don't really understand when I bring it to them, okay? Yes, you're absolutely correct about that. But the change is good. When you're a change agent, you have to go in there and make the change. You just can't be an agent out there screaming and yelling about it. You have to stay there until it's done. We are very powerful. This society is a powerful society. Everyone in it is powerful. But for some strange reason, you got a lot of cowards out there. And see, a sword is useless in the hands of a coward. Okay, it's useless. So if you're a coward, don't pick up that sword because you don't know what to do with it. So when you go through things or you see things, I too, you know, my focus is on on everyone, but basically my youth. And I'm proud of them, how they do things and how they want to do things. But I also have to let them know you cannot change anything until you learn who you are. See, it all comes from within. It all comes
right.
from inner. And that drive, that determination, all of that comes in, out. It's not out in. So if you're the type that's just following the crowd, just because the crowd is doing that, you're wasting your time. But if you're moving from your heart and what you really believe in, and that's your determination, then nothing can stop you, because you know what my motto is. I say it day in and day out. If you know from which you come from, there can be no limits to where you can go. And that was quoted,
absolutely.
I'm quoting my man, James Baldwin. And if anyone takes our time, most people like him, but he's raw and he's good, but he's real. So that is my motto, and that's what I keep ahead of me, and I teach others how to do the same thing. But did you hear that first line? If you know from which you come from, that means you need to know your history. You need to know your family.
Yeah.
You need to know them darn stories. You might not have lived them, but you have to know the story. See, there's storytellers out there. So I need to, how can I put this, get on a committee. Because, see, they can talk about the black and the white fountain and the white fountain and the black fountain, the water fountains, but I drank out of those fountains, okay? So therefore,
okay.
I've lived it, I walked it, I know it, I know the feeling of it. It's just not a picture you're looking at. But I never drank out the black fountain because it was always dirty. I would always go to the white fountain. And I remember I must have been about maybe, I want to say maybe five, or could have been, I would say about five, and I was drinking out the water fountain, and this man came up to me, and he said, "Little N, you know you're not supposed to be drinking out that fountain." I step back and put my hands on my hips and say, "You know, N's don't know how to read no way," and took off running. See, I had to, yeah, come up. I've been that way all my darn life, so, you know, what can I say? But if you haven't walked it or been there or experienced it, it's nothing like the South. You're brought up differently because you have to survive. And not only just there, you know, just the South, but coming out of Texas. Texas is a different country within itself. And we are trained differently there. We are trained politeness, respect, take care of yourself, take care of others, but don't take no nonsense. Okay, now that's fair to you and your baby bottle. So as you grow through life, some of that, you have to temper that down because, see, that's embedded. That's in your blood. So as you move through life and you meet people and you learn people, you learn different behaviors. But if someone says, "Well, Linda, how do you want people to know you as?" First thing that comes out of my mouth is no nonsense, because I am no nonsense. I have just learned how to put a smile there and listen. And I'm learning how to listen more and be there because, like you say, we're all different over there. So when we talk about all these meetings and these people sitting down and everybody running to the table and they talking about, diversity and you cannot have diversity unless you have inclusion. So drop it. If you're not going to include, don't even say the word. So that's where we different there. You have to know what it takes to get to where it needs to go. And from what we have discovered and what we've known and what we've been tried to be taught, I say that because, you know, when you come from the storytellers, they get you ready. Okay, you can stand up there and listen and say, no, that's not the way it really went. But I'm going to let you think that you're teaching me something, but I know you're lying to me. And that's not the way it went. I've had many arguments with professors, you know, when you start into the universities, you have to have a course. It's called Educational Foundation. And in these courses, they have lots of different stories. So there was this one story about black people and how they're, the whites are superior. I tell that professor, I say, you need to take that story out that book. I say, because she don't know what she's talking about. I say, she going on something her granddaddy told her, okay? And I think you need to maybe look it out the book. She didn't too much care for me, but I wasn't there for popularity. I was there to get what I was there to get. But while I was there, we going to keep it right and real up in here because, see, I'm paying this. tuition here, okay? So you're not going to take money from me, insult me, and try to demean my character, too. It just won't work. But we got through it. But young adults, they have not, they don't recognize it because of the way that it's camouflaged. Me, I smell you when you get up in the morning. And like I said again, it's time I decide which way I want to go with that and try to do it in the most caring, kindest way that I can. But if we need to have dialogue, we're going to have some dialogue because you have been misled, okay? You have totally been misled.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you about it. So most people don't want you to tell them.
Exactly.
They, you know, so
you
right
know,
off
they
the
don't
bat.
Want to, they want to say stuff, but they don't want to hear stuff.
No, no. So, and different parts of the country deal with that. But it's like if you're going to say it, you need to take what you get back to you. Because everybody is not, or
they can't
you.
Take it. So this is like
no, they can't
say,
take
no, they
it.
They can't. No, they can't take it in return. No, they can't.
But they don't.
They, you know, bless like
can't
just like
take
you made
it.
A statement.
What?
No,
they
I was
can't.
Saying earlier when you said that. When you were saying that the black, when people say, you know, all lives matter,
yeah.
That person said that to me. I said, yeah, you're absolutely right. All lives do matter.
They do.
But
they do.
Everybody doesn't agree to that. That's
no.
Why Black Lives Matter. If you go into the history, you know, start looking and doing some research. There have been some eye openers, though. There's some people that different cultures. They started, you know, I'm so sorry. You know, I don't know. You know, and then a lot of people start talking about, you know, they need to be paying the repossession.
Oh yeah, well, that's all the acres and a mule. I'm still waiting on my mule. Okay, but it's okay.
Okay.
I ride the horse. Okay, I like them palominos, so just give me a palomino. I don't need the mule to check up. But you know,
and it's, so
it's
sad
a
that
good
we're
thing.
In 2020 and it's still going on like that, though. It really.
Oh
is.
No. It's written in. It's designed. And it's not only the conversations need to be held at the table, some restructuring needs to be done and some rewriting. And it's a lot of things that have to
a whole lot of things, yes.
Be changed out there.
To make it become more equal.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and most people say, well, it's always been or it's not. But you know what? You get through this, but the more education you get about you and your history, and where you came from, and how it was designed, and how it was set up, and what happened, you'll have a different type of view on it, and your passion level will become more global. It just won't be stagnated in one area. You expand. You get that universal knowledge when you stop and really, really think about it. You know, like if I talk with my brother-in-law, his whole opinion is totally different on, you know, what people should be doing. But that's his mindset. Same thing with the neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
That's their mindset. We're all different. When I was speaking with Kathy Sutton from SURF, she works with the children but with disability. Sensory skills and things, and she was given the breakdown, and she said it's distance learning for the children. Okay, she's homeschooled her kids, so she didn't have a problem, but it's very difficult for those young adults to be in those classrooms with all that distraction going around. And back to what you say, we are all unique and different, but we all have creativity, and each child and each issue and each condition is a different condition, and you cannot lump that all in one shoebox. And that's what the problem has been. People have lumped you, or they've placed you in a category, and so it's up to you to understand that you're not in that category and to get yourself out of it and just say, yeah, you right. Because
right.
I say,
everybody,
you know,
isn't just that one thing.
No,
and
no,
maybe one color. Right.
Right. And so with absolutely. Us as black women, oh, you're angry black woman. Yeah, well, I got a reason to be. But you know what? Let me share something with you. Anger is neither good or bad. It's what you do with it. And they don't know how to answer that. But see, I have to learn that. So people get passion and emotion, or if they cannot actually deal with you, they want to put they don't want to take responsibility for what they're getting. No, it's not anything about being angry. I'm real, okay? And that's something you cannot relate to. So you wouldn't recognize real when you see it because you're not real. and I don't expect you to. But neither am I going to be anything other than what I am. My integrity and my principles, I don't bend those for anybody, and no one ever should. So I work with the youth as I talk with them, as we go through our workshops on learning personalities, who are you, what is your purpose, blah, 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 all of those things. All of those things have to be worked from the inside out. And then once they are structured and you're aware of them, you're on your way. And then you can say the quote, if you know from which you come from, there can be no limits to where you can go. We didn't say you didn't have to take no detours. It didn't say you weren't going to run into any roadblocks. It didn't say you weren't going to run into any brick walls. It said there can be no limits to where you can go. So that one word, limit, to me is the most exciting thing that I could share with them. But I always let them know, you know, life is up and down the road. You might have to turn left when you're supposed to go right. You might get a bridge broke down on you. But on that note, you know we got to wrap it up, Angie. So
yeah,
you get me going here. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for coming on. Thank you for allowing me to share. We're going to have a great weekend out there, y'all. Be safe. Be strong. Be happy. We love you. We're here to inspire you. And be kind. Angie, we love you. So we got it going on tonight. So we had a little bit of history and a little bit of everything. But I'm going to cut it off.
Yeah.
Say happy, happy weekend. All of you, it's going to be hot. So drink lots of ice water or just stay in the house. Let me go. And we're going to talk on Monday. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend.